This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
As a Ghanaian, we have a pitch outside there. Pastor Keon. No. I'm going to give you the test. They can't give you. I'll put the ball somewhere. And you kick 5 times. And at least 3 must go into the net. And it will be Black Stars versus Super Eagles. he's a powerful and most important thing is not just him, but his church. Empowerment Center is... That church is a phenomenal church. You can feel the energy on Instagram. The energy inside that church. And like Pastor Ray McCauley said, it is easy to be an effective minister, but the true test is to pastor a great congregation. Because you can prepare for a meeting, preach, go. But to raise a church is 24/7. You are being pulled emotionally, pulled spiritually. You'll be a businessman, a banker, a preacher. All right. I'm sorry. Let's put our hands together for TC anybody. I don't know how I forgot. I had my speech prepared and I got up here and I forgot because I grew up in Ibadan. And you did us proud. You showed that the roots of they will challenge us, Benin City will challenge us, but the roots of revival is Ibadan inside the service. I have the mic, you are sitting down. The eyes have it. All right. But I will tell you the honest truth. I would never have been able to, where God can do all things, but the only reason I was in position to do Wafbek was because I grew up in Ibadan. All right. The relationships that were built there was what I leveraged on to bring the top grade ministers in Nigeria into this place. All right. I remember first time I went to meet Bishop Oyedepo to invite him to preach. He said to me, "Who am I going to preach with?" He said, "That's the condition I'll come to your meeting." This was, I was in school, in university. I said, "Reverend Emeko." He said, "Can you get Emeko? If you can get Emeko, I will come for your meeting." Reverend Emeko lived down my street. His wife was my mother's student in UCH. I just walked down the road. I said, "Reverend Emeko, Bishop Oyedepo said, if you don't come." He laughed. He said, "Tell him I'm coming." When I went to invite Archbishop Idahosa, I remember what Bishop Oyedepo said. So I went with 2 photographs in my pocket. And I saw the Archbishop, he looked. He said, "What do you believe for me to come?" I pulled out a photograph with me and Reverend Emeko. "I believe this, sir." I pulled out another one with Bishop Oyedepo. "I believe this, sir." He said, "Give him the dates he wants." Are you following what I'm saying? So don't despise where I cherish where I grew up. It's the best place to have grown up. That's the truth. If I was sat down to meditate on God's word and I didn't understand anything, I had Pastor Luby Johnson walking distance, Reverend Emeko walking distance. I hope you know University of Ibadan was where the revival came out. I hope you know. Where people like Wilson Badijo, I hope you know what we're saying here. You don't know. Even those of you from Ilorin, Reverend George Adigwe, it was UI, he got there. Abi, you don't know. You don't know. University of Lagos, the person who grew the largest fellowship was Bishop Francis Wale Oke. He collected the anointing in Ibadan and brought it to University of Lagos. Should I tell you members of the executive that were there? You want to know church history? If I tell you the executive members, you will know that even the largest church in Kano came from the place. So don't let me start with you people. Huh? All right. For our first session tonight, let's bring up for the first time. Let's give him a resounding Wolfbeck welcome, Prophet Gideon Danso.
Come on, give God a better praise in the house. Hello? Sustain the clap, sustain the clap, sustain the clap. Hallelujah. Of course, yes, I'm an Arsenal fan, and I love Arsenal. On the 8th day, God created Arsenal. There's Jesus in our team. His name is Gabri Jesus. You know, I don't know who is in Liverpool, but I was on Christmas Day. At Christmas we were on top of the league, and I was so sure that I was come here today to wish you a happy new year from on top of the league. But the Lord knew that there would be Wolfbeck, and Pastor Pojo can't do Wolfbeck depressed. So. The Lord showing him mercy. Can we celebrate the Lord for Pastor Pojo right now? Listen, the Lord, I believe God, you know, the Americans don't understand what we're talking about. They play football with their hands. I don't understand. So, the Lord loves your pastor so much that he decided to take what I was coming with. And the Lord just honored him. So, we want to honor him as the Lord has honored him. With a shout and a clap for one and only Pastor Porter. Your clapping is sticking up in right now. Come on, go. Come on, go. Come on, go. Come on, go. We honor you and we love you, Pastor Pojo, and we thank God for you and for all you're doing there. It is crazy. When I looked at the speakers, I'm like, what? Who does that? Who does that? This scary man. And so when we see what God is doing with you, we are inspired in Ghana and we are inspired in Accra. I pastor a very young church. So hence my dressing and my arsenal. It's all part of it. So we have to figure it out. So I haven't backslided. I'm still a Christian. But it's part of what we do. We love our church. And so I mean these two big brothers decided to just stay and hang around just to shout me out. But I should have come before you guys. You guys have troubles, man. We love Pastor Johanna, and we love Pastor Kim Henderson, and we love the princess. You know, I got the opportunity to be introduced to Pastor Porges' amazing wife, and I mean, such a lady. Such a lady. She's so calm, and she loves the Lord, and she's just, oh God, God is good. We lift up your tongues to the Father right now. Begin to speak in other tongues if you can. Ramoko Zikapara. Karamazumiki Nimahatala. Aleiki Barabazutia. Lift up your voice, open your mouth. Malakuda Bazuki Para Manukataya. I can feel your voice. Ikiri Anasaya. Here is Nigeria. We pray. Lift up your hands. Open your mouth. Speak in other tongues. One. Kanawakutaya. You can't be tired. You can't be slow. Rika buzikapa. Alei suka makutua. Ifana kuden tana makupa. Jude said, but you, beloved, building up yourself in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Open your mouth and speak in other tongues. Why not? Karamazuki pa. Alei zikemagura. Rapo kirama. Sipana duka paya. Lift up holy hands. Are you praying right now? Koroma sitaya. Rapande kipara. Kirima sanama kupaya. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Father, speak. Speak to your house and do that which only you, God, can do. Silence the voice of the enemy and the voice of the accuser in the blood. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, shout your loudest amen. Now, before you are seated, we are modern day people. We are very relevant in our generation. We are not off. We are very relevant. So if you have an iPhone, if you don't have, that's fine. But put the light on and let's go like that. Okay, Samsung too. Okay. Like, there's a lot of problems here tonight. There's a lot of Arsenal, Liverpool, all kinds of. So put your light and say, light it up. Loud, say, light it up. Come on, let me see you. Say, light it up, light it up, light it up. Light. Can you wave right now and shout? Say, light it up, light it up. Light it up, light it up. Light it up. Light it up. Walk back, let's light it up. Nigeria, let's light it up. Covenant Family, let's light it up. Come on, Sean, and say, light it up. Please be seated. If you want a title, my message is what you just did right now. Light it up. Light it up. Can you give somebody a fist bump and say, light it up? Come on, let's be intense. Say, light it up, light it up. Light it up, light it up. I speak to you briefly on a subject I call light it up. If there's one thing, Pastor Poju, that we all have a love-hate relationship with, then it is fire. I have love-hate relationship with carbohydrate. Where are my supporters? I have a love-hate relationship with carbohydrate, which means that in the night, 11 p.m., 10 p.m., sometime midnight, carbohydrate sorts me out. Okay? Okay? And then in the morning, it shows in my stomach. So I get it very upset. But in the night, it really helped me out. And so there's this love-hate relationship I've had for some time with carbohydrate. Anybody understand what I'm talking about? Don't you look at me like that. And so this relationship has gone on for a long time. I tried to lose weight. I tried to work out. Especially in the new year. I'm all fired up to just drop this thing. But the Lord is good. And so, just as carbohydrate, we have a love-hate relationship with fire. Because fire does good things. And fire can do very dangerous things. In America, the deadliest fire took place in 27 of April 1865 when aboard ship Sultana, among them were about 1,500 recently released prisoners traveling from Mississippi when the boilers exploded. Of course, the ship was overloaded. So about 1,547 people died because there was fire. Fire can be very dangerous. In Ghana, and I'm sure the same thing in Nigeria, because we're friends, we are brothers. When fire is set in a place, our market literally burns every year. Every year. Come on, can I preach right now? Our market burns every year, and every year the politicians say they'll fix it, but it will burn again. So, and that's what fire does. God forbid, if we're to see fire here right now, people run away, because fire is very deadly. Fire is very dangerous. Fire can cause havoc. But the problem, or the challenge of the believer, is that with all the problem with fire, yet God wants us to have a relationship with fire. In fact, God calls himself the consuming fire. And if our God is a God of consuming fire, then we that are children of God must have some relationship with fire. No matter what fire does, no matter the havoc it creates, no matter the problem it can cause, we are still, as believers, we must still have some relationship with fire. Fire! The Bible says in the book of Leviticus that the fire must be burning on the altar. It shall not be put out. Please smile and tell somebody, don't put out the fire. Come on, walk back. Can you say it with audacity? Don't put up the fire. Say 2024, don't put up the fire. Can you give somebody a knock and say, don't put up your fire? Say, keep the fire burning. Keep the fire burning. Keep the intensity. Keep the fire going on. Let the fire burn. Let the fire burn. And as much as fire has got disadvantages, there are very major advantages of fire. And let me run it too quickly. In agriculture, fire is used to reduce pests and diseases and makes the soil easily accessible that provides a layer ash of fertilizer. It reduces the problem of weeds. There's a cheap and simple, effective way to clear your land. So in agriculture, fire is needed to clear the land. And I believe that we are God's children. We are all a type of soil. We are all a type of land. We are all a type of a farmland that in order for God to begin to use us, in order for God to begin to plant seeds on us, in order for God to begin to establish us, we need the fire of God to clear our lands. We need God to send down fire to burn every pest, every disease, every attempt of the enemy, anything that the enemy has planted and laid. We need fire to clear it. And I don't know who I'm talking to right now, but God is about to use you. And the reason why he's going to baptize you with fire is that he needs a fire to clear some things, to remove some things, to prepare you. Fire is good for preparation. You are not ready for your next level unless he baptizes you with fire. And anytime you go through fire, it's a clearing process. It's a time where God is removing stuff from your life, pests from your life, disease from your life. And I want to thank God for every season, every year, every moment that God baptizes you with fire. Don't you run away from your fire, because the voice of God is at the other side of your fire. When Moses saw the burning bush, he did not run away from fire. He went close to the fire. And as he approached the fire, he heard the voice of God. The voice of God is at the other side of your fire. Can you tap somebody and tell the person, the voice of God is at the other side of your fire? Can you thank God for every fire that God sent your way? Every fire that was designed to baptize you. Jesus, John said, I baptize you with the Holy Ghost. I baptize in water, but one that comes after me will baptize. baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. We don't fear fire. We are not scared of fire. No, you can't scare us with witchcraft fire. We were baptized by fire. We are redeemed by fire. We were pulled through by fire. We see fire every day. And we got a... I don't know who I'm talking to, but every strange fire the enemy is setting around your life to scare you, 2024, go like... We put down fire. We put down every strange fire, every evil fire, every contention fire. It doesn't matter who set it up. We've been baptized with fire. We got the original fire, and we are not scared of fire. Watch this. Fire is used in clearing. You know, fire is for cooking. I love that. I was talking to Pastor Paula White's husband, who just knew how to cook. And he says to me, the only difference between good meal and bad meal is not just the food stuff you use, but it's the temperature at which you put the fire. I said, well, so the temperature determines how the food gets nice and good. I'm like, I don't cook, but I take it from you because your food is nice. Now, fire is used to prepare a good meal. The distance between you being a good meal and you being a potential, if you buy foodstuff, if you buy rice, fish, meat, cassava, it's a potential. The distance between this potential and the good meal is the fire you apply to it. That is why you are not ready until you are ready to be baptized with fire. Can you thank God for every fire the Lord brought your way? Can I get a clap in the house right now? And thank God. And thank God. And thank God. And thank God. Can you smile and tell somebody, I thank God for the fire? Come on, tap somebody on the shoulder. Say, I thank God for the fire. Say, it's good that you receive fire. My God, did we not put three in the fire? How come there's a third person? And that person is like the Son of God. The only distance between you and your ministry and your destiny and your preaching and your assignment is that you must allow God to prepare you with fire. There is a thing called the baptism of fire. We don't want it anymore as believers. But you are only a potential until you are set on fire. You're only what could be until fire is applied. You are only a possibility until fire is applied. And if you are going to walk the dimension of possibility, we got to allow the Holy Ghost fire to burn. And the more it burns, the more you are ready for 2024. An excellent fire generates heat. Heat. Bible says, where there is two, there is heat. I love heat. Whenever there's fire, there's heat. There's too much coldness in the church. People are so cold. People are so uncaring. People are so into themselves. People are so mean. If you carry real fire, you can't be mean. There's a dimension of fire that will not allow you to be cold. There's a dimension of the fire of God burning in your belly that will push you to pray. Push you to win souls. Push you to reach out. Push you to rebuild mountain. Push you for the next level. There's a dimension of fire. Tell somebody, it's so cold outside. Don't you dare be cold in the church. Say, it's so cold outside. And don't you dare be cold in the church. Say, the way you are sitting, look so cold.
So you got to put on a smile. You got to put on a clap. You got to receive people. You got to open your heart. You got to be a child of God. Can I get a clap in the house, runner? Come on, shout and say yes. Show me, watch it. Show me a religious church, and I will show you a church without fire. Show me a judgmental church, and I will show you a church that has got no fire. Let us not hide. And Pastor Paul, you come to our church. Our church is full of young people. And I thought young people didn't love God. But young people love God. They only need a message to be preached in the language they understand. Watch this. Watch this. We have been so religious. And there's no heat in the church. There's no warmth. Look at you. No warmth, no smile, no joy. No, we don't embrace. We're not ready for that. We are praying for people to change. And when they come to church, we are like, what is he doing here? It's so cold outside that we can't be cold in the church. We can't lose our people. Watch this. The church has become so cold that the area of lives that people ought to reveal for them to be healed is the area they are hiding. Because if they expose it, they are judged. So we are like, what? When did he leave? When did he stop? When did he backslide? We don't know, because when it was a tumor, we judged them until it became cancerous. Nigeria, Wolfbeck, let us not be a religious church. Let us be a people with heat, with fire, with energy, passion, love for God, and love for God's people. Because we are not there yet. Nigeria is 200 million plus people. And if you gather 10,000, it is still 0.00000 something. We need fire that keeps people alive and awake and warmth. Fire is for light. It's for light. There can never be light without fire. Wherever there's darkness and people live in darkness, it's because there's no fire. Your level of light. You see. Help me, Lord. Let me tell you something. Where there's no light, have you ever been in a thick darkness before? When you are in a thick darkness, even your own cloth can scare you. Am I talking to the church right now? When you are in a thick darkness, even your own cloth can scare you. People are scared because there's no light. People are messing up people with strange doctrine, strange prophecy, strange all kinds of stuff that everything scares people. But whenever there's light, the appearance of light is the disappearance of darkness. Whenever there's light, darkness flee. Will you smile and tell somebody what you are scared of doesn't exist? Can you tap someone say what you are afraid of is actually afraid of you? What you are worried about is scared of you. The devil is a liar. We stand on Wolfbeck 2024 and declare, let there be light. Let there be light. Let there be light. Will you rise up and shout and say, light! Let there be light. Please sit down. Please sit down. I found out that upon in the darkness, when you are in the dark, you try to hold on to anything. People are trying to hold on to things that the things themselves don't have foundation. People are trying to hold on to social media. They're trying to hold on to friends. People are trying to hold on to stuff that the things we are trying to hold on themselves doesn't have foundation. Whenever there's light, whenever there's fire, there is light. Fire is for signaling. Fire is for smelting. Fire is for forging. There are some areas of your life that God can only break when you allow the fire to apply. Many of you are standing. You see, there's nobody that can stand your next level but you. And oftentimes, the reason why you are not shifted to the next level is because you need fire to melt you, to break you, to shape you, and to mold you. And I thank God for the areas of my life that God applied fire. I celebrate God for the areas of my life that needs breaking, that needs molding and shaping. Fire is for the incineration of waste. In other words, wherever there's fire, there is no waste. In other words, you throw things away because you haven't applied fire to it. We thought it was waste until fire came to turn it to energy power. Look at me, there are many of you, but for the fire of God, you are going to be wasted. Many of you were not supposed to be here. You were not counted among those who were to make it until the fire of God came upon your life. And the fire bends and changes and transforms who you are. I thank God that in the presence of God, there's no waste. Tell somebody, you are not a waste. You got to say it with audacity. You are not a waste. Nigeria, can you say, I am not a waste? See, I am a miracle in the making. I'm a testimony. I'm going to make it big time. In 2024, what was meant for evil will turn for my good. I need a clap in the building. Run fire.
Watch this. Watch this. Watch this.
A research by University of Alabama has proven that fire can reduce blood pressure. I went to a restaurant in England. And that's why they would put fire under the TV. Because the more you sit by the fire, the more the fire calms you down. Fire has the ability to calm your pressure. Fire has the ability to bring blood pressure down. Watch this. Watch this. True story. If I've heard of the bubonic plague that took place in London, the rats that were coming to the city that were causing the plague were literally killed by the great fire of London. Is it possible that COVID needs fire to be burned? Is it possible that there's some stuff in our nation that we need to calm down the fire of God to burn it? Is it possible that the intensity of your fire will push back every plague, every virus, every disease, every infirmity in your land and in this nation? Fire. Watch this. When I say light it up, I mean sets your fire on. What are the behaviors of fire? I love this one. Number one, fire consumes. I'm yet to see anybody that has fire that's not consumed. The reason why you are not consumed by the things of God is because you got no fire. You can afford to sit cool, to relax, chillax, as if nothing has happened because you are not consumed. A real believer on fire is consumed. Because through fire consumes. Through fire, it's up any and everything that stands its way. This is where I came to speak to the young people of Nigeria, that you got to be consumed by God. You need to be consumed. You are too relaxed for my liking. You are too slow. You need to take this whole thing to a whole new level and be consumed by the things of God. If truly you have the hand of God upon your life and you carry the fire of God, you must be consumed. We have a generation that thinks that life is so slow and easy. Whatever happened can happen. No. When we carry the fire of God, we are very passionate. We are very consumed. Can you tell somebody, you are too relaxed for my liking? Tell somebody, 2024, I dare you to be consumed. Nigeria, can you hold a friend and say, you got to be consumed. tell somebody 2024, the zeal of the Lord has consumed me. And I don't know about you, but wherever I go, wherever I step, I am consumed because I'm the carrier of fire, and fire consumes.
Somebody asked me, asking, what do you want to be known for as a preacher? I said, I don't want to be known as the best preacher. No, I'm not interested in that. I don't want to be known as the most popular guy. I don't want to be known as somebody that healed the sick, cast out devils, prophesied. No, I want to be known as the pastor that anytime God gave me opportunity to preach, he preached as though the only life I have is today. I want to be consumed. I want to be set on fire. I want to empty it. I want to pour it. And there is nothing that kills a man of God than a church that is not consumed. There is nothing that kills the ministry than a church that is not intense. Elisha, when the king came to Elisha and the king said, strike. The Bible said he did 3 times. And the prophet said, if you have done it a few more times, you would have finished Syria. In other words, it was not even the strike, but the posture, the attitude. It was like he was dragged to church. It was like you were forced to be here. It's like nothing is at stake. He's more like,
what's up? What's going on? Hello? No. We need a generation that is intense for God.
Our love for God must be intense. It is your level of intensity that determines the kind of mountains you move. It's a level of intensity in the things of God that determines the things you can change. No wonder the next thing we heard, Elisha died. Many ministries are dying because there's a generation that is not intense, that's not consumed, that is very lackadaisical, relaxed, lazy. It's like there's nothing else. But we are calling a generation that move mountains, that are intense, that are consumed, that are strong.
Can you tell somebody intensity? Please tell somebody, I don't like the time you come to church. I don't like the way you are seated. I don't like what you are known on social media. I don't like the way you are talking right now. Come on, tell somebody, be intense, be consumed, be on fire, be wild, go all out. Who am I talking to right now? I'm speaking to people that are intense.
Can you give somebody a high five like you are intense right now? Come on, say, be intense. Say, be strong. Say, go all out. 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 Who am I talking to right now? I say, go all out. Rise up and shout and say, yes. Intense. 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 Come on, to say intense. Say intensity. Say intensity. Say passion. Say fire. Say fire. Say fire. Say fire. 2024, I'm calling the people that shall be intense for God, that shall be consumed for God, that will stand out.
A spiritual, watch this. Fire. Watch it. Fire consumes. Fire brightens. Fire tests. I love that. Tell somebody, what are you testing for? Ooh. Say, what are you testing for? Say, I know you are testy. Oh, come on. Say, I know you are testy. But what are you testing for? Are you testing for fame? For money, for power, for marriage. The devil is a liar. We got to be testing for souls, testing for revival, testing for the power of God, setting to move mountains, setting to change our world, testing to change Nigeria. Can I get a club of people who are testing right now? Rise up and shout and say yes. Fire.
Can you tell somebody, there is more in God? No, 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 no. Come on, come on, come on. Give somebody a hand and say, there is more in God.
Come on, tell somebody you ain't seen anything yet. Come on, tell somebody we've seen revivals. But a revival is not behind us. Revival is right in front of us. We can cause another revival, another move of God, another healing, another power. Can I get a clap right now of anybody that is thirsty? We can.
Listen to me. Listen now. The enemy has a way of watering down the church. The enemy has a way of giving us spiritual pride. I love the theme of the conference, faith that moves mountains. Faith that moves mountains is the faith that says there is more. I thank God for the testimony of yesteryears, but you ain't seen anything yet. Can you say, you ain't seen anything yet? Please talk to somebody prophetic. Say, you haven't seen anything yet. Say, by the way, the best is yet to come. You believe that 2024? Can I get a clap right and a shout? Come on, say yes. Fire. Fire. It's testy. Have you ever seen fire burn before? It doesn't stay. Go wherever it goes, it's seeking for more. Looking for more. Look at many of you are asking for things that can only be given at the Jordan at Gilgal. Many of you are praying for the double mantle, but you haven't crossed your Jordan yet. Many of you are asking for the double mantle in Bethel. Many of you are believing God for what can be given only at Jordan at Gilgal. There's a journey and a walk with God. A journey for more. A journey of tests. A journey that said, God, I need more. I want more. Because every tree that will bring forth fruits must first bring forth flowers. And what you've seen so far is the flowers. Though beautiful, though nice. How many of you have seen flowers before? So beautiful, so nice, but the fruit is coming. So what we have seen in Wolfberg all over this year is just the flowers. The fruit is on the way. And you ain't seen anything yet. The devil is a liar. We got to be thirsty for God. Thirsty for more souls. Thirsty for young people to come to the Lord. Thirsty for revival. Thirsty for power. Thirsty for the miracles. Thirsty for breakthroughs. Thirsty for a way out. Thirsty for what God has in store next. It's not over. It's not done. Stop being arrogant. There is more. There is more. Nigeria, I said there is more. We demand for more. Look at my church. Don't you dare become Pharaoh. Bible says, when Moses asked Pharaoh, entreat me to send the frogs away. Pharaoh says, tomorrow. Frogs have been with you all these years. And we are asking you, let me let a frog go when you are ready. And he says, one more day. In other words, I want to have one more night with ugly. But frogs are ugly, noisy, poisonous. And Pharaoh said, I need the frog to stay with me one more night. Look at my church. 2024 is our year. Let me tell you something. We are not postponing our revival, our move of God, our power. We are the generation that says, revival, deliverance, freedom, peace. Nigeria, stand around. Our salvation, our next level. Come on, clap and say, now! We want it now! We refuse. Refuse. Some of you have to get out of that relationship now. Some of you have to get that guy out of your life now. I didn't get a clap now. Some of you got to get everything ugly out of your life now. Can you tell us 2024? No more ugly. Oh, you are saying 2024? Anything ugly is disappearing and getting out of your life. Can I get a clap in the house runner? Can I get a scream and a shout? Can I get a praise runner? Can I get a praise runner? Come on, say yes. Watch it. I finish with this and we pray. Fire spreads. The last time I checked, you can't contain fire in a room. It spreads. If we are truly on fire,
this room can contain us. If we're still on fire, we'll spread in the office, spread in the streets, spread in political power. We'll spread in Abuja. We'll spread in every area of Nigeria. Because true fire can be contained. Tell somebody, 2024, you can't contain me. Can I say 2024? You can't contain this one. You can't stop this one. You can't block this one. You can't control this one. This thing is out of your hands because fire spreads. True fire can't be contained. You cannot have fire and be locked in there. Nothing can lock you. It's the faith that moves mountains. It's a faith that says all things are possible. It's a faith that says you can't stop this revival. Can't stop this move of God. We cut the fire that spreads. That spreads. And 2024, you are going to spread everywhere. Look at me, church. Look at me, church. What you've seen so far is just the beginning. You are about to spread everywhere. I sense your business will spread everywhere. This ministry will spread everywhere. Your purpose will spread everywhere. Your money will spread everywhere. Your club is shaking the building. Give God a praise right now. Watch. I finished. Watch this. I finished with this. If you have the video, can you put a video on the screen? Put a video on the screen. You were seeing, and before you play the video, everybody watch. Ask a question. Fire set in the house that was built in the 1920s. And fire set in a house built in 2020. Which one will burn faster? What? 2001 and 20. Why? Can I have the fire burn right now? Can you start to burn the fire right now? Watch this. These are two houses built in different dispensation and time. One was built in the 1920s, and one was built in the 2020s. Look at which one is burning faster. Which one is burning faster? The fire that was set up in a house built in the 2020. Why? Because the materials that is used in building the house of today is more susceptible to fire. Watch this. Don't you tell me, watch. Look at the fire. Which one is, look at the fire. Look at how the 2020 fire is burning. It's crazy. It's wild. It's strong. It's consuming. It's spreading. It's intense. It's strong. Watch this. Because the materials used in building a house of today is more easy and susceptible to fire than the material used in the 1920s. Pause right there. Let me tell you something. Don't you tell me it's more difficult to do ministry today than it is to do ministry in the 1920s. I see Archbishop Benson the host. I see T.L. Osborne. I see all these great men of God. Don't you tell me that it was easy to do ministries in their time than in our time. Because in their time, Pastor Poju, if they have to move a revival, they have to travel to the city. They have to fly to London, to South Africa. Sometimes used to be on the sea for days. They couldn't preach from here and the world would hear. They have to go there. It was all not easy to do it. But now, through the power of this, I can be in Nigeria and speak in China. Come on, talk to me right now. Don't you tell me that this generation can't set a fire. We got to know that we have more opportunity and platform and advantage and material to set a house on fire than it was back in the days. Tell somebody, I have more advantage to change my world than it was back in the days. Come on, to say 2024, you are going to set your house on fire. I need a clap in the building. Anybody ready to set your house on fire right now? Come on, scream and shout and say, fire, 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 fire.
Watch this, church. Church, let me tell you something. It's more easy to change your word today than it was in the 20s, 1990s. It's more easy to move, to do the things of God. As I'm speaking right now, there are people are watching me around the world. I'm standing here, but I have the material that can reach to a whole generation. The devil is a liar. Don't you sit back and watch your generation change. Stand up and tell yourself, I'm the carrier of fire. And I will change my world. I have what it takes to change my world. I'll change my sons, my daughters, my young ones. I change my world. I have the material, the power, the advantage, the system to change my world. Now quickly, how then do you produce fire? Three things. For there to be fire, there must first be fuel. You can't produce fire without fuel. And the fuel for fire as the believer is the tree. The tree cut off. In Jeremiah, I'll make them as firewood. You are firewood. A believer is a tree. But God will cut you in order to make you fire. What I'm saying that you cannot be so alive. Some of you are too alive for God to use you. You are full of yourself. You are so alive. Your passion alive. Your energy alive, your anger alive, your pride alive, everything about you is so alive. And in order for God to use you, you must be a tree that is cut. I thank God for the cutting. I thank God for everything God is taking me through to prepare me to be an instrument of fire. Number two, you need heat. For that to be fire, there must be heat. There must be heat. There must be heat. That's why the enemy doesn't like it when we are together. But when we are together, there's heat. Where two or three are gathered, where there's heat. Tell somebody, it's important you are here. Because when we come together like this, no matter how big you are not the body of Christ. You are not. No matter how many numbers you can capture, conjure, and put together, we need to be together to produce heat. I wish you can hold somebody's hand like that and squeeze and say, that's heat right now. Come on, say, heat right now. That's why Wolfbeck is so important, because we start the year on heat. We start the year together. We start the year on fire. We start the year together producing heat. I'm finished with this. The third thing you need is oxygen. Oxygen. You need oxygen. You need oxygen. Trees need oxygen to live, right? And fire needs carbon dioxide to burn. What we produce is what keeps the fire burning. And that oxygen is the wind of God, the breath of God. A believer that is not in a place of prayer, it's like a believer with no oxygen. The Bible says, man was lifeless until God released the breath of God in man. And man became a living soul. When the day of Pentecost fully came, there was a mighty rushing wind that filled the house. There's a kind of wind we produce when we pray that keeps the fire burning. A believer that has lost their prayer mandate is a believer producing no fire or oxygen to keep the fire burning. My prayer for you is that today you are fire. You produce fire by being the fuel, keeping the heat, and praying for the fire of God. No wonder the enemy will have us do everything but to be intensity in prayer. Prayer is a place where we produce the oxygen that keep the fire burning. I don't know about you today, but I want you to rise up to your feet and lift up your holy hands right now. Malakuda sakapa. Yana kapana makutaya.
We lift up your hands on our ziki para. Can you lift Lakamanuki pan nakapaya? Rapoki pana makutaya. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Let me say this to you. Lift your hands. We're gonna lift it. We're gonna lift it. We're gonna lift it. There's no great person in the Bible that never encountered fire. Abraham did, Moses did, Elijah did, John the Baptist, Jesus. Lift up your hands right now. Paul, where's your fire? Say, Father, right now, I stir up the fire of God. Say, Father, let the fire be released right now. Come on. Say, Father, as I open my mouth and pray, I activate fire right now. Open your mouth, begin to pray right now. Ramo kopon no kupaya. Lift up your voice. Rika pola. Ramo sika. Ale kava nukitaya. Ripa nukapalia. Open your mouth. Ruka paya. I can't feel your voice. Rako wasaya. Rika pana kutaya. Ale kina masu. Open your mouth. Kolo wasika. Ripa no kapaya. Ritando kobo saya. Akiri anasaya. Kobo no wakupaya. Now watch me. Watch me. Watch me. Watch me. I want to hold a hand of a friend for 1 minute. 1-to-1. Just hold 1-to-1. Let's produce some heat right now. 1-to-1. 1-to-1. And turn to the person right now. Just 1 minute. Just 1 minute. Look at the person right now. And begin to set this house on fire. Open your mouth and pray right now. Open your mouth. Rikapa. Kama kutamaka, stedam on fire, that lukipana makupaya, rapo nukipa, ale kuriazuga. Are you praying right now? Korobosa, ripana kapaya. Come on, pray right now. Let the fire, intensity, lika bura pura, rabo kuza, ale kimakura. I can't hear you pray. That 2024 intensity of fire that we pass in for souls, for revival, for power, for the miraculous, for the prophetic, for the hand of God, for more revival. You ain't seen anything yet. Come on, walk back. Come on, open your mouth. Lift up your voice. Come on, cry out. Don't stop crying out. Don't stop crying out. Don't stop crying out. Don't stop crying out. Don't stop praying. Set this house on fire. We are the generation that set our house on fire. Don't stop praying. Don't stop praying. There cannot be fire without oxygen. Blow the wind. Blow the wind. Open your mouth. Cry out. Rock panakutaya. Kono zipaya. Makadia tua. Come on, walk back. Rapona kutai.
This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.